which has been washed by Brahma himself. What does that foot say? Says, I am Brahman. Brahmam tanane padam. That means, if you wash that feet, then you will also become Brahman. That is the idea. That is what when we do puja, we drink charanamrita. What happens? What is charanamrita? Charanamrita is Brahman. Because you know, when you wash fire, becomes fire only. Fire can give fire. Light can give light. It cannot give anything else. Can light give darkness? Yeah. Darkness gives darkness. So we are like darkness, you know. Anything in the duality is like darkness. Indian devotional literature, this foot has been given the most of utmost importance. Foot. That is why every song probably, I bow down at your lotus feet. I take refuge at your feet. Like that, in every, this thing it will come. That is our only this thing. So what is this foot business? You know, there is a tremendous amount of philosophy behind it. Not knowing that, we are only thinking about the, like some foot of some person like that. So the Vedic literature, it tells us, this whole universe is even less than one foot. Here foot means the pada, we say. This is one meaning. The other meaning is one part. Pada means one part. Tripada syamritam divi. That is why Bali Chakravarti's feet, he put only one foot. And then he covered with 2 feet the whole earth and heaven. That means the whole universe. And where, let's say, you have given me 3 feet of, donated me 3 feet of land. So, it's also symbolism, you see. Where do I put my feet as on the third foot? Where is the land for the third foot? Bali had no option to say, put it on my head. Because that is the only thing. What is that head? Head represents jiva. So if that jiva also is occupied by God, what does the jiva become? God only. This is the idea. That is called Bali. So that is the foot we are talking about. See, just 1/4 of the what is called Parama Purusha has been transformed into this whole universe. That is why he said, Brahma kadigina padama. You want to wash. What can you wash? Can you wash Brahman? Brahman is invisible. Who is going to wash Brahman? But then you can only catch hold of the manifested universe. Foot means manifested universe. And what is this manifested universe? What does it say? Vishwam Vishnu Vashatkaro Bhuta Bhavya Bhavat Prabhu Bhuta Krit Bhuta Bhrit Bhavo Bhuta Atma Bhuta Bhavana Vishwam. What is Vishwam? Vishnu, the God Himself. The whole universe is, again I told you, that every object will have 3 causes. Intelligent cause, material cause, and efficient, what is called instrumental cause. Efficient cause and intelligent cause is one and the same. Intelligent cause, instrumental cause, and material cause. So God is all the 3. Because there was nothing besides God. There is no carpenter, there is no hammer, there is no wood besides Him. He was the wood, He is the wood, He is the carpenter, He is also the instrument. But we don't see the intelligent cause, we don't see the instrumental mind, but we see in front of our eyes the effect, which is the this world, including ourselves. And therefore, the material cause and the object are one and the same. Just as the chair, the table and the wood is absolutely same. So when we are looking at the world, what are we looking at?
Yes.
Material cause, which is God, only God. That is why Vishwam means, this Vishwam itself is none other than God. What is the difference? With name and form. Brahman with name and form is called Vishwam. Vishwam minus name and form becomes Brahman. So that is what is meant by Pada. Brahma kadigina padamo. Brahmamo tanane padamo. Every object is telling, you fool, where are you searching for Brahman? I am Brahman. Who is telling? Object is not telling. We say the object is telling. What is that object? Brahman is telling. You are a blind man. You are not able to see. If you know how to see, then you will see that I am Brahman. Because an object cannot tell. What can tell? An intelligent consciousness only can tell. I am consciousness. No non-conscious thing can tell that I am consciousness. But according to Hinduism, everything is consciousness only. The so-called non-conscious is only from our viewpoint, not from the viewpoint of the object. This is an important part we always forget. You know, the carpet. Does the carpet say, I am Brahman? It is saying, I am Brahman. But you are not able to understand. How is it saying?
By
the very existence, Sat. Since it exists, anything that exists is none other than
Brahman
only. I am existing. And if it is not existing, how are you experiencing it? That is why, that is Brahman only. Brahma, Brahmamo, Tanane, Padamo. Parama Yogulaku, Paripari, Vidhamula, Vara Masagadi, Padamo. This is again a beautiful sentiment. You go and worship an image. You don't see God. But as you go on worshipping, that image transforms itself into God. First it stands like an image. After that it starts smiling. After that it starts talking. After that it starts moving. What did I say? The image transforms itself into God. No. It was God only. It was never an image. But you are transformed. Your scales are falling off. Your vision is becoming better. And then you are able to say, oh, this is not image. This is consciousness. And like that, you know, when Sri Ramakrishna was seeing, and we see that Kali image, when Sri Ramakrishna looks at the Kali image, it is the same. But in his eyes, it appears as Brahma. It is prana pratishta means, what is prana here? It is consciousness. I endow consciousness. That is why Durga Puja time, there is something wonderful. I don't know how many of you know the traditional Durga Puja. It ends with a mirror is shown to the Divine Mother. That means, what does it mean? It means all these days, O Mother, that you are hidden within me, and then I was able to see you only in the form of the image. So an image acts like a mirror. Now I don't need any mirror because I have worshipped you with devotion. I could see you everywhere. That's why the Visarjan. So when can you Throw away the image. When you can see the mother inside and outside, then only you can. Until that time we need. But this visarjan is a symbolic. And you have, from where did the mother come? She never came from anywhere. So for your sake, you know, how do you dress yourself? You need a mirror. But if you shave your head, why do you need a mirror? And when you become Vedanti, why do you need a toothbrush and a toothpaste and all those things? You don't need it. All these are aids. That's why Thakur, as soon as that vision started coming, his puja also dropped. One day he said, I went to pluck the flowers. And I saw the universe worship is going on. Every plant has already offered its flowers. In what way it offered? That is what yesterday is told, you know, Guru Nanak, Gaganamayakala, Ravichandra, Deepak Bani. But vision, nothing changed. So when Sri Ramakrishna saw that the Ganga is offering its water, and all the flowers, trees, flowering trees are offering, has already offered. By very birth they have offered. What is that you pluck and then you make a garland and say, I am offering to you. Having said that, I have to tell, yesterday you put some nice baleful. What a sweet smell was coming whole night. When I said whole night, don't believe me. But only until I fell asleep. After that, who thinks? Yeah. So, then his puja stopped. Then he brought us Vide, said, Vide will worship in my stead. This is the process. We outgrow. That means when we, the purpose of this is over. How long do we need this, ABC, you go on writing like this? How long? Once you learn how to read, and incidentally, we still are kids when reading. Every letter we pronounce, he for apple. He for apple. Still we go on reading books like that. That's what speed reading people, you know. Every letter we are muttering inside our mouth. That is what holds our reading very fast. And somehow it is very difficult to get rid of that idea. That's why you read through your eyes. That's what Swami Vivekananda used to do. Extraordinary way of reading. Whole paragraphs. Yes, he used to photocopy. Yeah. Anyway, what is the point? What is this Pada? Pada means this manifested universe. And the manifested universe constantly it is saying, I am Brahman, I am Brahman, I am Brahman. We are not able to see that. When we are able to see, then this whole universe itself is what? One Pada? There is no Pada there. So long as you don't see, it is a pada, a matra, artha matra, one-eighth matra, all this. But once you see Brahman, does it have any parts? There is no part. That is why I also said tat. Why do we use that word tat? Because as though God is somewhere else. If you can see God here, you don't say tat, idam. Until that vision comes, we have to use that word Tat, remembering God. Om Tat Sat. Okay.